This is the Composer's Datebook for March 15th. I'm John Zek. The thick historical novels of the 19th century French writer Alexandre Dumas Sr. are packed with some fact and a lot of fiction. Take Chapter 22 of The Three Musketeers, set during the 17th century reign of King Louis XIII. It begins as follows. Nothing was talked of in Paris but the ball which the aldermen were to give to the king and queen, in which their majesties were to dance the famous La Merlaison, the favorite ballet of the king. 8 days had been spent preparing for the important evening. The city carpenters erected risers for the guests. The hall would be lit by 200 huge candles of white wax, a luxury unheard of, and 20 violins were ordered. The price for them doubled the usual rate, since they would be playing all night. Well, in this case, Dumas was referencing a real event. On today's date in 1635 at Chantilly Castle, a gala ballet premiered. It depicted, in stylized dance, the Louis' favorite activity, hunting the blackbird, La Merlaison in French. The choreography, the costumes, and music, all created by the king himself, who also danced several of the lead roles. It got a rave review in the press of the day. If there were any critics, we suspect Cardinal Richelieu, the dreaded power behind the throne in Dumas' novel and in real life, had them hauled off and dealt with. Ah, yes, it's good to be king. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.